listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
You're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's episode is yet again something a little bit different than normal. I am taking my morning walk, which used to be a morning run or bike ride, but I've been having some issues with my ribs recently. I went paintballing a few weeks ago. Well, now it's been closer to a month, with some of my friends from high school, and I got shot in the ribs. And I thought I maybe cracked a rib. Well, went and got x-rays, everything's fine, just hurts. And so every single time I do like high impact, it's pretty painful, and I'd rather not do that. So the morning run turned into a morning walk, and I tried to spray in some bike rides here and there. Well, my bike recently got a flat tire and I haven't had a chance to really go get it fixed when they're open. My schedule is fairly busy during normal business hours, and so normal business hours, right? When you have your own business, things are definitely a little abnormal. You're doing things outside of the normal 9 to 5. But it's totally fine because I really enjoy it. So I am left to my morning walk. And I don't usually do this because my brain's not really firing in all synapses at 6:20 in the morning. But all is good. Today is a little bit rainy. In fact, if you'll remember when you actually do listen to this, I am recording this on Monday, May 13th. And we got rain all day on Mother's Day. Sunday, May 12th. It's supposed to rain all day today, and it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow, May 14th, too. So we got a string of 3 days in a row where there's a lot of rain. Right now, it's just drizzling. I feel like I'm the weatherman giving the report. At any rate, wanted to touch upon something cool today. Well, about moms, even though it's past Mother's Day. Moms are just amazing, aren't they? They do so many things for us. Between actually giving birth, well, holding the baby inside of their body for 9 months, then giving birth, and being the one to, most of the time, not all the time, take care of the child, their needs, mostly for the first year. And just in general, I feel like really take care, be there emotionally and physically for their child or children throughout their lives. Yes, fathers are definitely there too, playing more of a supportive role most of the time, while the mom plays the lead role, so to speak. Moms are just something special. We all know, whether it's your biological mom or your spiritual mom or somebody you just call mom because you connect with them on that kind of level, to maybe a godmother. Maybe a stepmom. Maybe it's just somebody in your life you look up to that's a role model that is older than you, and you think of them like that in that way. wonderful people. They usually bend over backwards, putting others in front of themselves. They are taking care of everybody, running around, making sure everybody is good. Got their shoes tied, got their lunch made, got their clothes on the right way. Brush their teeth, comb their hair, change them, feed them. And so many other things. Making sure they're good with their friends, keeping up with their social life, with school and helping with homework, cleaning, and of course men do a lot of these too. So let's not forget the men out there, all the fathers and husbands, besides the wives and mothers. But, you know, just feeling in the mood right now to talk about moms. Some of what I do during the day in different day programs and assisted living facilities and nursing homes, when I'm running group sessions, and even some one-on-one lessons, depending on the individual, like to talk about what's going on holiday-wise or season-wise in sessions. And so leading up to Mother's Day, there's been a lot of sessions we were doing that involved songs about moms, or songs that you can like apply to moms. So just wanted to list a few here and maybe shed some light on certain songs that maybe you didn't think of that were about moms. So, Let It Be. Possibly, to me, one of the most underrated songs about moms, and some people might not even realize it when they're singing it, right? Because it spells it out right in the first verse. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, right? So that's just amazing. And then the second line is, in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. How amazing are those couple lines. Now, you might not know who Mother Mary is. It's our Blessed Mother who conceived Jesus in an immaculate way as a virgin by the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that might seem a little woo-woo or out there for people who don't believe that sort of thing, but it is a miracle, right? And childbirth itself is a miracle. Now, we can all agree on that. What a great song. And of course, the song goes on more and more. Very easy chorus. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Great song about moms. So how about another song? So there's a song by Elvis that I like to play because it's just a lot of fun. It's one of his ones that isn't as popular, I feel like, as Hound Dog or Heartbreak Hotel or Jailhouse Rock or Love Me Tender or Can't Help Falling in Love with You, Blue Moon. A lot of those songs are really big for him. And of course, there's several others. Well, this one is kind of fun. It's really upbeat. It's called That's All Right, Mama. And, you know, you might not think it's about a mom because he's probably calling a girl that he's dating mama. Like dear or honey, like a term of endearment. But they actually talk about moms and dads in one of the verses. So it says, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you're fooling with, she ain't no good for you. Right? But then they say, that's all right. That's all right, Mama. That's all right, right? So they say it a lot. And chances are, he's probably saying, that's all right, or that's all right, Mama. So you could flip a coin, and there'd be a pretty good chance he'd be saying one of those phrases throughout the song. And it's just kind of fun and gets people to think a little bit like, oh, that's about moms. Now, you could just pick a lot of songs that just have to do with love that you can apply. But since we're in the month of May, I decided to choose My Girl by The Temptations. Oh, that could really be about somebody you're dating, a relationship, or a significant other, wife, girlfriend, fiance sort of thing. Or it could be about a mom. And it also talks about the month of May in this song, right? So it makes sense to kind of use for that. And it's a fun one, and most people know. Another one I picked is this month is How Sweet It Is by James Taylor. Now, we know that one, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved By You, right? And it really could be about anybody, like we talked about already, that you're maybe have a special bond, a connection with. It could be, you know, a girlfriend, a wife, fiance, anyone, number one of those things. But you can also apply it to a mom. If you listen and read the lyrics a little bit, it could be applied to that too. So there's a nice line in there. I needed the shelter of someone else's arms, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion, I just want to stop and thank you, baby. I just want to stop and thank you, baby. How sweet it is to be loved by you, right? So that could easily be about a mom if you wanted to, and it's just a nice song. So there's one other one that I've really been tapping into this month for Mother's Day, and could be another one applied to the other topics, the other topic we just, you know, kind of talked about with a wife, a girlfriend, fiance sort of thing. It's another one that falls in that vein, but it's probably one of the best things besides I love you that you can say to somebody, and it's You Are So Beautiful, and it's the Joe Cocker version. What a beautiful song, and that could be used in any sort of circumstance. I feel like you could play that at a nursing home for like a 95-year-old. You could play that at a little kid's birthday party. You could play that at an aftercare program. You could play that in a day program, at a wedding, at a funeral. It could work for many different occasions, and there's not many songs that are that versatile and flexible like that. But that one definitely is. Just some things to think about. Wanted to put those on your mind as you think about songs about moms and what your mom means to you. And maybe share a song with your mom that you kind of resonates with you and makes you think of her. And I'm sure it would mean a lot to be like, hey mom, like I heard this song the other day and I thought of you, like here it is, like take a listen, and this particular part made me think of you and this time we did this, that, or the other thing together as a family, or when you came to my baseball game and the song was on the radio. Show how much your mom means to you through a song. Pick a song. Just something different to think about. And making the best out of every moment, because life is way too short. Not everybody knows that or has an awareness of that, but it really is. There is no guarantee that any of us will wake up the next day. So it's just about being thankful and being grateful for the days, the hours, right? The minutes, the seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the months, and the years that we get. Every day is a blessing, and every day is another day to, another chance to say that I love you to somebody. Another chance to improve upon yourself, learn a little bit more, grow, just become the best possible you. So that when you look back at the end of your life, you could say, wow, I really did my part to live a very well-rounded, meaningful, purpose-filled life that positively affected as many people as possible. So that's it for today, guys. Have a great one. This is Jim Gavin, setting off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
the girl next door. Started talking on a friend's front porch one summer night back in 93. But then again, I was 9 years old, and love was something that I didn't know too well, but what I felt shot right through my soul. Yeah, it was silver and gold. I know what I want, you know what you need. Anywhere we can find a place to meet, somewhere in between. You need evidence, seems better when you're the only one who's next to me. Yeah, you're next to me. Then one day, yeah, we just grew up, said our goodbyes and we said good luck. I'll see you sometime, will you keep in touch? I reminisce about the days of old, remember everything you told me, so I won't forget you when you just go. I know what I want, you know what you need. Anywhere we can find a place to meet, somewhere in between. I know what I want, you know what you need.
Just left and found a perfect place.
You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. You said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. Sha-la-la, 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 sha-la-la. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. I said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. 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 My puzzle piece.